Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Yeah, I just gave that to the previous rep, but it's 48911.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Okay, first name is Nathaniel, last name is Benson. Is this the same person that I was just previously speaking to?
No, sir. My name is Secret, and I am the supervisor on floor.
Okay, so this is the problem. Like I was explaining to the first representative who offered me a partial discount, that's not even close to being acceptable. I participated in a survey for CVS, which offered a free complimentary gift for completing the survey. I took a choice of the gifts that were offered, which was a wireless Wi-Fi repeater. The only cost to receive this gift for participating in the survey was the shipping and handling. I have my actual screenshots of that advertising saying that you only are to pay the shipping and handling cost. There was nothing at all listed, any information provided, anything that said anything to do with a membership or having to sign up for a membership. So after the $7.95 or $7 whatever it was shipping cost showed up on my credit card statement, 2 days later, I believe it was, a $49.95 charge showed up on my statement, which should never have been charged to my card. That's not false advertising because there was never even anything mentioned about a membership fee, a membership trial, a free trial. Anything having to do with membership was never mentioned. So that should have never been charged to my card. I can't even say it's false advertising because it wasn't even advertised. So, yes, she offered me a 35% discount. That's unacceptable. I need a complete 100% refund. She offered me a 35% refund. I need a 100% refund because there was never anything saying or mentioning that I would be charged a membership. Membership was never mentioned and was never part of the survey to receive the free promo gift. So I'm just calling to get a refund on the $49.95, which was charged to my credit card. I would appreciate it if you would handle that because there's no reason why that should not be completely refunded. Or I can just simply contact my credit card company and let them know that there's been fraud charged to my card through this company. So I'm just trying to start with the company and see if they're going to do the right thing. I'm not trying to be difficult, but a partial refund is not acceptable. And like I said, I have the screenshots of each page and each step of the survey that I took listing and stating that you're only to pay this $7.95 shipping and handling to receive the product and nothing about a membership at all. So can you please help me with that refund? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. And just to be sure that this is the correct account that was sent over to me, could you verify the shipping address?
Did you just mute me? Did you have me muted?
Yes, sir.
Do you not have my account information there?
Yes, just to be sure that this is the correct account, I need you to verify the shipping address.
Okay, the shipping address, once again, is 1621 Georgetown Boulevard, Lansing, Michigan, 48911.
Thank you, and I see that you had ordered the Wi-Fi booster. This was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, with you only paying for $7.45 for shipping and handling.
I never joined any store. I only participated in a survey which offered you a free gift for participating in the survey. I can show you that, and I can prove that to you. I'm not just saying I can prove this to you. I can show you and prove that to you. So I'm not accepting that I joined anything. I understand that you're trying to save money for the company and trying to hold on to the sale, or not the sale, this fraudulent charge, but I'm not joining and accepting that I joined anything. That's not what happened. That's not what was advertised, but that is what was charged to my card, clearly. So that's a fraudulent charge, and that has to be refunded. I can either do this with you, the company, or I can file a fraudulent claim with my credit card company. We can either handle this one or the other way. I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm not trying to be a nuisance, but this is fraud. So I want a complete refund for something that was never supposed to be charged to my account. $7.95, I have no problem with that, because that is what was advertised. But anything trying to manipulate this process and say that I joined or a membership fee or anything, that's not true. That's not the case. I can show and prove that, and I'm just trying to get a refund, 100% refund. That's it. If you can't help me, which I would greatly appreciate it, if you can't help me, then I'll just go to my credit card company. It's that simple.
Okay, sir. And it did state in the terms and conditions that 48 hours later, you will be billed the $49.97, and this starts your first month membership. That gives you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web. Now, I did go ahead and issue you the full refund, and you should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. I also have your refund number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Just a second. I'm ready. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie. 2581. 10289.
And your name is?
Secret.
Can you spell that?
S-E-C-R-E-T.
Secret, huh? Okay. And Secret, this is, once again, as you stated, 100% refund.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.